Finally, Congressman, I want to ask you about H.R. 811, the Holt bill. I'm opposed to it because I'm afraid it's going to lock in the flawed systems that we know are out there now. You have recently removed yourself as a co-sponsor of 811. Am I correct?
I have. Rush Holt's a fine person, and I, you know, I really enjoy serving with him. But I have to say that the bill does not address, at this point, the concerns that Americans have to do something about electronic voting and to make sure that we protect ourselves from the kind of manipulation of an election that can occur with the insufficient controls on software and hardware in this era of electronic voting. That's why I've advocated paper ballots in all federal elections. That's the paper trail. That's that old-time religion in politics where at least you had a chance for a fair count.
Mm-hmm.
Every American deserves to know that his or her vote counts and is going to be counted. And you may remember that in the last election, and when it came to the Electoral College, I was one of the few members who challenged the election in the Electoral College, voted against certification of the election based on what happened in Ohio, as did, by the way, Senator Boxer. She was one of the leaders on that.
Indeed, yeah.
And so, you know, we have to stand up and be counted. I'm hopeful that Congressman Holt will modify his bill before he pushes for passage of it.
Congressman, thank you for your time today, and keep on pushing, will you?
Thank you very much. And again, if people would go to Kucinich.us, you can join this effort to save our country.
Indeed. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
Dennis Kucinich on the Peter B. Collins Show. We'll be right back.